It's Saturday morning, 5 minutes before 6 a.m., and Saturday the 13th. A week ago, I wrote a sestina about a book I had just finished reading. That book was Matthew Crawford's Shop Class as Soul Craft, An Inquiry into the Value of Work. And I'll refer you to that sestina to a certain extent, if you're considering reading this book, but outside of the constraints of formal poetry, I find I've still got things I want to say about it, so I thought I'd take a stab at it here on an audio boo. Probably I read a lot, and I have a special taste for this kind of nonfiction, like Crawford has accomplished here. As you might guess from the title, a good part of the book is devoted to explaining why people who look down on the electrician or the plumber or the motorcycle mechanic as somehow not being someone who engages in knowledge work. That term tends to be reserved for the college graduate in a white shirt and tie and casual Friday khaki sitting in a cubicle somewhere and working on some big IT project or redesigned marketing campaign or something. But as Crawford gets into a great length, and again, as you might guess from the title, there's actually a lot more knowledge, personal knowledge, involved in figuring out what's wrong with, say, a motorcycle engine or even something like a dishwasher. Every machine can go wrong in a different way, and finding out what's going wrong, the repairman usually has to think back on other cases he's had. He's got to think about the circumstances in which the machine has been working. Has it been out in the rain? Has this car been driven across sand dunes and there's something gritty clotting up some small part of the engine? Whereas the knowledge worker, the kid who displayed the academic ta talent and was chased into a college prep program before he even really gets a chance anymore to decide whether he wants to maybe learn something about engines or out here in Wyoming, we still pay a little lip service to vocational agriculture education. But no, that guy, who's supposedly a knowledge worker, never really gets to see any kind of tangible result of the work he's doing. He's evaluated not so much on whether what he's done is right or functional, so much as how well he cooperates with others. And, I find a lot of validity to Crawford's arguments there. I'm also thinking, I won't call myself a futurist. I know some real futurists, but let's say I'm an enthusiast for the future. And yes, I'm one of those singularity cheerleaders. I'm really, really interested to see what this world is like when our technological development has outstripped even our ability to imagine what it's going to be like. But it seems to me that no matter how advanced that technology gets, or how much we ourselves are altered, perhaps even physically ourselves, things are still going to go wrong. And until we're working with a world of pure thought and pure energy, there's still going to be concerns about wear and tear on even if we're uploaded onto servers. There's still going to be that interaction with nature that still wants to clot up and grind down and alter whatever it comes into contact with. There's still going to be issues of corrosion, of sand getting into things, of bugs, actual physical insects crawling into computers, which is where that term comes from.